What was it that did you just somebody tell you you had a Beyonce voice? Like, where did it come from?
So that is literally how it began. I kind of
wait. Hear this is your real voice, and you do kind of sound like Beyonce. Yep, TMZ verified the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
Another week.
Do you want to talk about our fight?
No, I don't want to talk about it now. Why? Because you feel better. This is the second time we run tape on this, y'all. And she literally made us start again because she didn't want to talk about it. And then she's going to ask me, do I want to talk about our fight?
He goes, I'm keeping it in regardless. So let's talk. How are you feeling, Mike?
Do you want to tell the people why we had issues today?
Sure.
Go. Tell your side of the story. Because when I tell the story, you get upset.
I was just saying something that went on the site. I was like, oh, Charlie D'Amelio went on the site. And you go, not a good topic. I go, I wasn't even saying it would be a topic.
And that was it.
Okay, great.
But who was upset after that conversation? Me or you?
I'm not upset.
Branson, our associate producer, is in the room. Branson, was Stephanie upset or not? Give us a yell.
See, I gotta play both sides.
Yes or no, Branson? We can't hear you all that well. Yes or no?
Was she upset?
Yes.
A bit. A little.
Branson says a bit.
And this is just proof, and he won't put this in, that women get put in the upset category when I'm just reacting.
The freaking
if
drama.
That doesn't make it in, I'm LOLing on the way home.
All right, can we talk about some actual drama and not our
literally, please.
All right, so today, y'all, we're gonna run through a lot of internet stories. We love these, all the craziest stories from the internet this week. Have you seen that video of the girl doing the Nicki Minaj impersonation?
I have.
Well, we're gonna talk to her. We got her, and we got TikTok Beyonce.
I can't wait.
And we're also gonna talk about your favorite new couple.
My favorite new couple, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Also, there's the cocaine pilot who had a night of drugs, sex, and alcohol, and then tried to fly the plane. We're going to talk about that. And then there's a new development in the Lil Tay drama. So spicy.
So spicy.
My favorite drama.
You love Lil Tay.
I do, actually.
Lil Tay's biggest fan sitting right next to me.
All right, let's start with Travis and Taylor.
Travis Kelce opens up about Taylor Swift calling her ballsy. Travis Kelce's opening up about the thing we all care about, which is his romance with Taylor Swift. As we know, Travis has a podcast with his brother called New Heights, and he's sharing that he's on the roller coaster of life. His brother Jason straight up asks him, so Trav, how does it feel that Taylor Swift has finally put you on the map? And this is what he has to say.
Shout out to Taylor for pulling up. That was pretty ballsy. Yeah, I just thought it was awesome how everybody in the suite had nothing but great things to say about her. You know, the friends and family, she looked amazing. Everybody was talking about her in great light. And on top of that, you know, the day went perfect for Chiefs fans. Of course, we scripted all, ladies and gentlemen. It was just impressive. It was impressive.
I just want to say he also referenced the slow motion chest bumps of Taylor Swift, the high fives with his mom. He says it's a game he'll definitely remember. I know they're not a confirmed couple, but it's giving, we got a thing. And then he says, and I quote, and then we just slid off in the getaway car at the end. And if you are a Taylor Swift fan, you know the getaway car is a song. And that means he's listening to her music or has listened before. And remember, this all started because Travis Kelce put his number on a friendship bracelet. And if you are a Swiftie, you know that friendship bracelets, you know. Mm-hmm.
Wait, I didn't know the getaway car was a song reference.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he's smooth. He is smooth.
Also, as we reported, she was sitting on his lap after the game at a restaurant after party sort of thing. And he supposedly rented out a place for friends, family, whatever. The point is, these two are a couple. There's no way that they are just casually hanging out as friends with the getaway convertible, first of all, here's how I know they've been hanging out for months, in my opinion. You are not going to meet the man's mom and hang out with her if you haven't met or hung out a little bit. That was not the first time they were hanging out.
Okay.
Do you disagree?
No, I don't disagree with that, but I would like to address each of these little points in separate steps.
Okay,
first thing, I was 100% with this relationship. I thought they were together. I'm like, this is real. I know there were some haters being like, this just seems like, no, I wasn't. I was not one of the haters. Like, I initially was like, oh, this is genuine. Like, they like each other. Why is this weird that people think it's fake? Like, I was team.
All right.
Trailer.
Okay.
And now, after Travis's remarks, I actually don't think this is real at all. Like, Travis.
What?
Yeah, because he made it seem like, oh, he was like, Taylor came to the game, she was cool, everything was great, like, we cool. But it wasn't like a, there was no expression of his interest in Taylor while he was describing the whole situation that went down. Like, he was like, it came off as if, like, oh, you know, we agreed to that. It was cool. They shook hands, went on their way, and had a great day. Like, it doesn't give, like, oh, yeah, you know, we connected. Like, he didn't say anything about their connection as a couple. It was more so like, Taylor was great. And I'm like, was she great? Do you like her? Like, you know, it doesn't give, there was no sign of affection. Mm-hmm. It definitely seems more arranged. Now, and then I feel like they're, like, force-feeding us this. Mm-mm.
I think she's in her hot girl era. I think that she is, I think Travis Kelce made a move. He's like, you know, he's talked about her before. He's made his moves. He's shot his shot, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's single. She's in her prime of her career. Mm-hmm. And she goes, Travis Kelce's hot. I'm going to go on a date with him. I'm going to go to his game. I'm going to rile everyone up. And as I said in the previous episode, some of you roasted us, but I really think she is strategic with her moves in life. And that I can appreciate.
You know, that explanation makes, I like that explanation a lot better. Because people are trying to be like, ship them together as if they're like, a romantic couple. And I'm like, it's not really given that. Well, like, it's given we did whatever we did and we went on about our
way. Why can't we just have, like, casual, like, why do we always have to be like, I am dating Travis Kelce for marriage and I want to have six of his children. Like, if that could happen, but maybe they're just hanging.
It's because she's so famous, though.
I know. But like, we need to also respect Taylor in the fact of, like, it could be a hookup.
It could be a hookup. The mom part made me, like, it's like the signals are mixed.
But you know what? I'm thinking about it now that you made that point. What is she going to be like? I'm not going if your mom's going. Like, she has to be with the mom. She doesn't have a choice. It has nothing to do about the seriousness of their relationship.
The mom was just there.
The mom's just there. And what is she going to do? Be rude?
Okay.
And Taylor's so personable. She could make a pencil like her. So,
I
will
say,
what I mean?
I know people that have been around Taylor and they all say she's really sweet.
So. I'm trying to think of, like, my current crush at the moment. And, like, if he was like, you know, my mom's going to be there. I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to that.
I definitely would be like, circle back to this later. Like, I'm not.
But if Taylor can also get something out of it, which is like, remember, I don't know. It's her previous relationship has been known to be sort of in secret with Joe Alwyn. And this is very much a public thing. And I think that was something clearly she was wanting because her current flings since the breakup have been sort of public.
I feel like she really didn't like Joe Alwyn that much. Like, she was like, I don't like this one. I'm going to keep him in the house until I decide what to do. Like, she...
I will say what the Swifties are saying and what TikTok is saying right now is that the NFL's TikTok, like, operator needs a raise because it says the date of when she was there, 9/4/2023, Taylor was here.
I love when companies just lean in.
I think that's what it says, Taylor was here. In.
Or it's like Taylor's version or something. It's very Taylor Swiftie.
Their TikTok references Taylor and... Yeah. That's a win for the girls.
I love it.
It's the year of the girlies.
I do love when people lean into that.
One thing about
stuff.
Taylor Swift, she will, you know what? Now the NFL, when you think NFL, right now you're thinking Taylor Swift.
I am thinking Taylor Swift.
Right?
Yeah. All right.
I have one more conspiracy.
Go.
I think that you can't just get me started on Taylor Swift and then tell me to shut up. So as we know, her previous relationship was a lot more private than her previous flings. I think there's something about her where TikTok is saying the girlies, the Swifties, all of us combined are saying, and maybe even, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I know there's some men out there that are Swifties as well. Uh-huh. We're all saying that this guy has a job. He has his own clout. He has, you know what I mean? Like,
that's so
not
shady.
Not that Joe Alwyn didn't have a job.
Joe Alwyn,
like,
didn't have the, he was not a star actor. Like,
let's
Travis
be honest, you're Taylor Swift.
Player.
You need someone with the same, maybe. Maybe you need something, someone with the same,
like, oomph.
Oomph.
Yeah. It's the best way to put it.
It doesn't, no one's going to be as big as her.
True.
But I mean, the only one I could probably think of is like, what, like Drake?
Yeah.
That would be, I'm like,
Drake ain't doing that.
All right.
Moving on to my favorite influencer.
This is your favorite influencer.
I don't know why. I don't really. I mean, I think the situation is a hot ass mess. We're talking about Lotte. I think the situation is a hot ass mess. But I was around the Lotte when the Lotte era and that when she emerged from seemingly out of nowhere. So she has a little slight place in my heart. So on Tuesday, y'all, a message was posted to Lotte's Instagram account claiming that, you know, the death hoax from last month where someone went on Lotte's Instagram and they posted and they said, Lotte dead. And her brother was also dead. That Instagram post. So on Tuesday, someone returned to her Instagram, and they made a post claiming that her father, Chris Hope, was actually behind the entire death hoax. It said, in quotes, "My abusive, racist, misogynist, woman beater father faked my death."
Strong opinions.
It's a really strong claim to make. Mm-hmm. However, Chris Hope now has come out and he told us exclusively that post, that didn't have nothing to do with him. And not only did he say it had nothing to do with him, but he suggested that it's like a little defamatory, and he's a lawyer, so there may be a little room for lawsuits there. So he says the person who is responsible for that Instagram post, as well as anyone who is repeating the false accusation within it, are virtually certain to become defendants in a defamation lawsuit. So he's saying, try me if you want to, I will sue your ass. I ain't mad at him for this.
I just think this whole family is messy.
The whole family is kind of a hot-ass mess. But Chris Hope, for all intents and purposes, seems to at least be the one person who is at least seemingly level-headed in the whole Lil Tay drama. It's weird.
The whole thing is weird. I think the whole hacking situation, as we've talked about on the pod before, was it really a hackery situation? Like, is hackery the word? Like, hacking, who was it? Was it your team? Was it like someone random? Was it... I just don't really understand where this is all coming from. I do think there has been some previous Lil Tay drama that has happened where it's like, are they trying to get on the map? Mm-hmm. Is this actually happening in their real life? And I don't know.
Yeah, and when we say Lil Tay's team, y'all, like, not that we have to separate it like they're in a boxing match, but on one side, we have Chris Hope, that's Lil Tay's dad. And then on the other side, we have Lil Tay, her mother, presumably her brother Jason, and then whoever else is working on her team. So her team is essentially like those people, and then her dad is on a separate kind of path. Her dad was also kind of in a big legal dispute with her mom for custody in 2018. So they don't have a good relationship, Lil Tay's mother and father. And as far as we know, Lil Tay is presumably with her mother right now.
Right. And the only thing we can confirm is what her dad is saying about this certain situation. But in terms of her being so young and all of this drama happening in her family, that this has got to have some lasting effects and mm-hmm. affects her and even in the present day of how your family operates. And I know that when I was her age, I wasn't dealing with public. I just know that's going to have some.
Yeah, I can't imagine being a teenager and then having all this drama. Which,
right.
Whether she is involved in the drama or not, she's kind of still a child.
Yeah, so. She's underage. Yeah. Like, I think so.
We feel bad for Lil Tay. Yeah. Justice for Lil Tay.
Justice for Lil Tay. I just think even if she is involved in the drama, she's too young to be making these decisions for herself, her parents, and her team.
No, 100%. At some point, you have to like be the adult in the situation and realize that like young people, maybe not, they don't know what's best for them.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right. Someone else who doesn't know what's best for him. There's a pilot who had a little bit of... a little coke action.
A British Airways pilot admits to a coke-fueled romp before trying to fly. He partied his face off in Africa before he tried to hit the skies less than 24 hours later.
No way.
But thankfully was reported before that could happen and fired as well. Mike Beaton reportedly spilled the beans to another flight attendant, which we know, never put in words, especially in text, mm-mm. anything work related. That's why I always call. I'm just kidding. He sent text to his pilot friend a few weeks ago describing his wild night out. He describes being with women. He describes being at, you know, partying. And the whole thing was recorded on text.
You ain't selling this because this man is, y'all, the text goes, I've been a very naughty boy.
Ew.
Like, it's so...
I'm like gonna
this is
throw
why
up.
He's texting the airline other airline employee, and he goes, "There's a story of how I ended up snorting coke off of a girl's tits in Joburg." Okay. Joburg is what the nickname for Johannesburg in South Africa. That's what they call it. Snorting coke off a girl's tits in Joburg. There's two women, and then there's two men that he meet at this local bar, and that's where the shit show began. So he goes, snorting coke off of a woman's tits. And another text message, he goes, yeah, the hot Latina woman is getting her tits sucked on the other couch. Like, this is a pilot texting this to another airline employee.
Let me just say, if any of my coworkers ever texted me this in full, I'd be like, that's great. I'm really glad you had a good Saturday. But, like, let's keep the details to a minimum.
That's kind of how the other employee was. She goes, not really my twist, but glad you had fun. Y'all, he was doing all this. He had his sex-filled romp and the cocaine and the drugs and the alcohol. They finished off like a fifth of vodka or something.
24 hours before flying.
There's no way. So what happened to him?
Crazy enough, Beaton tried boarding his flight the next day and attempted to fly back to London, but his friend ratted him out to their bosses, and then they halted everything. He was forced to stay in Johannesburg. Is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. He was forced to stay in Johannesburg for at least an extra day to do a drug testing and failed at first. Once he was sober again, though, they shipped his ass back to the UK as a standard passenger, and he was fired shortly after. British Airways tells us safety is always a top priority, and this individual no longer works for us.
Damn. You know,
I hope the coke was worth it, because you, sir, no longer have a job. And the fact that he was going to fly, like he was going to,
yeah,
he was going to
do
it.
Yeah, it's so messed up. Like there are too many people on the airplane for you to be bringing your hungover ass mm-hmm. on the airplane to fly the airplane. Like, I don't think that you can be doing coke and drinking a fifth of alcohol. Like, there's levels to partying and doing
right.
activities.
Like, do
the
what
next
you
day.
Want like, your own time. But
yeah, but
definitely,
bro, this is
don't
dangerous.
Tell, yeah, and HR rule number one, don't tell your coworkers shit.
Don't tell your coworkers a goddamn thing. And definitely don't text them nothing.
Nothing. Nothing in words.
I don't need... It don't even got to be sketchy. I ain't saying nothing in text. You'll never have the proof to take to HR from me.
And that's why we're on the phone for an hour a day, because I got a lot to say. No, do you know what I mean, though? You can't do that. You can't do coke and then try and fly a plane.
Mm-mm, it's impossible.
And you know what? Good on this, honestly, tattletale coworker.
No, I still don't like snitches, though. Like, snitches get stitches.
There's... Yeah, but what if they weren't that close? Because now you're just bragging about bitches that you get. Now I'm jealous. That's probably what happened.
No.
He goes, well, I was at the hotel sleeping for this flight tomorrow, and you were out and you didn't invite me.
And just a hater.
This is where he went wrong. He didn't invite him.
He didn't invite the one friend to the sex-filled cocaine romp. And that's what happened.
But don't fly with, like, that's
don't
so irresponsible.
Drugs,
that's no. so, like, messed
yeah.
up.
More of what the story is, don't do drugs before do operating
Here's
any
the
heavy
the
machinery.
Story. Here's the more of the story. Don't tell your coworkers thing on text. Call them. Don't do coke before you fly a plane.
You go do it on the weekends.
And do not, I repeat, do not look dorky in any photo that you have,
because
it will because be online. Uh-huh. And now you're the dork who did coke and then tried to go to work. Now how do you get a job? How do you get a job now? How?
And everybody knows that one really bad photo of you that they've used on every news article.
How do you
so
get
now?
A job now? Hi, I'm here for my interview.
They go, are you
are you the coke guy?
Good point. All right, let's move on. I have been obsessed with these two girls on TikTok.
On the best side of TikTok that I've ever seen.
I was about to say, you know, music TikTok is where it's at. So a few weeks ago, this video on TikTok emerged of this girl doing a Nicki Minaj impersonation. And y'all, if I did not tell y'all that this was a Nicki Minaj impersonation, you would not even have known. Play a little bit of it right now so you can hear the impersonation. Shut your eyes if you're watching on YouTube.
You know what? Wait, where you be getting your nails done at?
I just started going to a new lady. She come to me, you know, because I got the babies.
I know yeah. That's right. I want me.
But you don't have people come to you?
No, I don't have people come to me. I want a cute little fat baby.
Steph.
They are, it is, I can't even speak. I'm speechless.
So there are two girls in this video. The one girl's name is Nia. The other one's name is Aaliyah. Aaliyah is fake Beyonce, and Nia is, of course, fake Nicki Minaj.
They're gorgeous. Stunning.
Y'all.
I was shocked by their voices, but I was shocked by their beauty.
So, we did some digging around, and we fucking found them. Y'all know I was going
We were saying
them.
TikToks back and forth.
No, literally, this was like our night the other night. Just like, how do
the
we get
the one
these
time you
on
can text
show?
Your coworker is about this.
It's about work. Work vibes only. So, we have them here. Aaliyah, Nia, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Good. We are so happy to be here.
So, if you're like, who is that, y'all? They're not going to talk in the Nicki Minaj and the Beyonce voices. That ain't how they really sound. Like, they're entertainers, they're actors, they're creators. They got other things going on. But we want to start, like, from the beginning, y'all. What was it? Because, Aaliyah, you've been doing this for a while. Like, I went down your TikTok, and you've been TikTok's Beyonce for a hot minute. Nia, you only recently just uploaded the first, like, Nicki Minaj impersonation video. But, like, what was it in your mind that day that you're like,
this is it?
I'm gonna do Nicki voice.
So I think it was 2020. I started listening to Nicki a lot. And my brother, I wanted to be a TikToker. And he was like, I think you should start like posting Nicki stuff. And I was like, no, like I don't know how to really do it. And I would wrap her raps around the house. And so my mom one day, 2 weeks ago, was like, you need to post a Nicki video. Your TikTok has been blowing up. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll finally do it. And I did it. She had just done the VMAs. And my mom was like, it's the perfect time to like upload it. And Aaliyah had been doing Beyonce. We lived close to each other. I posted it and went viral, 13 million views. And I just was like, oh my God. Aaliyah texted me and she was like, so you know we have to do Beyonce and Nicki, right? Like, we can't not give the people what they want. It was literally amazing. And so we just linked up, made that collab, and people were asking for Feeling Myself and Flawless. And I said, we could do that for y'all. And we did it.
Yes, I'm like, that was the thing we wanted. The moment I saw Nia, I go, oh, she needs to link up with TikTok Beyonce.
Yep.
Aaliyah, yeah. What for you, like, what was it that did you just... somebody tell you had a Beyonce voice? Like, where did it come from?
So that is literally how it began. I kind of, you can hear it.
This is your real voice and you do kind of sound like Beyonce.
Exactly. I get that all the time. It's like, your real voice sound like Beyonce. And I had gotten it a lot, like back in 2021, the end of 2021, the beginning of 2022. I was with my girls. They were like, girl, you kind of sound like Beyonce. So I was like, you know what? I got this TikTok. Let's see what we can do with it.
The biggest flex of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one video, it blew up. Everybody in my house was just like, oh, like, that's what this is. Yeah. Like, you're doing it now. This is the thing you're doing. And that's kind of just, it just went from there, so.
Yeah, I know y'all said y'all live in the same city. Don't tell us, like, exactly where y'all live at, but, like, what part of the country are y'all in?
I'd say, what, the Midwest?
I say STL. I'm a STL.
Okay.
I'm St. Louis. What are the odds, though, that you do one thing on TikTok, Aaliyah does another thing on TikTok,
and you live in close proximity?
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny because I had discovered like Aaliyah a while ago, like probably like a year ago, and I think I had like 100-something K, and so did she. But I didn't know like she was really doing Beyonce then, and I definitely wasn't even doing Nicki then. So the more we started texting, we actually had met up at like Panera before and we were going to do a collab then. It just didn't work out. She's booked and busy. She models, acts and everything. So when she was busy, I was. And it was just like, it was like God. Like the minute I posted that, she was blowing up for at the same time too. And she was like, this is like it right here. And I'm like, okay, like I think the people will mess with it. And I Barb Twitter and Beehive Twitter blew it up. I think 3 million views on TikTok, but 10 million views on Twitter. And then the Shade Room. And now we can't go outside in public, y'all.
And no, it's been like circulating heavy. Like I've seen it on every blog. I've seen it all over the internet. Have y'all heard from Beyonce or Nicki Minaj since this all went down?
Nicki did like the video. And I think I fell up my steps 3 times with my Yorkie trampling behind me to let my parents know what was going on. Because I could not believe it. I thought it was fake. I literally thought it was fake. And I reloaded it and people were already flooding my DMs, you know, her fan pages. You're in Nicki Minaj's likes on TikTok. And I said, what y'all talking about?
Right.
And I saw it. So it was amazing.
For me, it was totally different because it is Beyonce. So you got to know a friend 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 that Beyonce is talking about you. And I got a few friends in the industry. So one of my friends reached out and was like, hey, I actually just talked to Beyonce's assistant and they know who you are. And also Mama Tina was liking posts that were being posted to me on different accounts. So this is happening last year. So most people that follow me don't even know, like, yeah, Beyonce knows who I am because I'm pretty private about it. I'm like, I don't know if I should say that. Like, I don't know if I should start going to people and be like,
You should be posting that.
I'd have a t-shirt that'll be like, Beyonce know I exist.
My license plate on my car would be like, Beyonce knows who I am.
Yep. And I feel like that's how a lot of it happens, especially with Beyonce, because Beyonce is so massive that it's always like someone on her team shows her or someone around her, really close to her, your content, and then Beyonce knows you exist.
Literally. And that was a big thing. Like, she literally, her assistant was like, oh yeah, she watched it. And then they did her voice and was like, she said, she is so funny. Like, that's the whole thing. And it was just fun. So it was cute.
Oh, that's cute.
I love it. I want to know, the first time you guys got together and did this whole thing, what's the creative process like? Are you guys of course you're listening to comments, but really what's the creative process?
It was, for me, Bounce, she's like my big sister. So the minute we got together, it was like, I don't know, it was just like hanging out with your sister. And so we're reading the comments and we just start talking about our careers first. Like, we just get into a really deep talk about like where we want to take this after the video, what it was like before. And we just took the suggestions and we said, let's do it our own way. You know, we were going to do like, so Ali was like, let's do like they're on the Breakfast Club, because Beyonce not on nobody Breakfast Club.
Never ever but showing up.
But, yeah. But never ever. So we got a mix, you know, like being casual and being like not casual. And then we ended up doing the Feeling Myself, I think. And Ali was like, I have a floaty. And I said, you got a floaty. Oh, we're doing that. Like, we have to do it. So it was just like, she's so creative and I am too. We would give each other little notes and we would just be like, you got it? Yeah, you got it. And I would go, it ain't nothing but a word. Like, we just knew immediately. It was so fun, so quick. It was just like hanging out. And I told her, I said, that was probably the happiest day like of my month, because I felt so comfortable. And we just love acting. We love that. Like, that's where we want to take this, is acting, voice acting, red carpets, but you know.
This has really developed into a real life friendship.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Yes.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. You talked about your career aspirations. What is the goal for you guys separately and like maybe with this little collab y'all been doing?
For me, before Beyonce, I was a sign model, or I am a sign model.
I cannot get over how much you sound like Beyonce.
We keep looking at each other like,
sorry, yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people are like, that's why it's easy to her. She sounds just like her. So I'm like, okay. But outside of that, I definitely have been just aspiring to act. Like, I moved to Atlanta when I was 18 to do movies. I did my first Hulu movie when I was 18. So like, that's kind of just been my trajectory, acting. Yes. And so like, Beyonce came along this journey of acting. She's like one of my near and dear characters in a way. You know, you can't call Beyonce a character because she's a human. Yeah, right. But definitely a near and dear human to me, and like, love her. And just like acting, modeling, dancing, pre-professional, all of that. That's my jam. So
for me, it's like the same thing as Aaliyah. I want to act. I think I had been doing plays and choirs and travel choirs, honor choirs, since I was in the third grade. So when social media came around, it was easy for me to put myself on camera, because I was that kid that wanted to do like the Disney Channel auditions and was begging their mom, like, can you please take me to this? And she's like, no, it's a scam. And I was like, it's not. I'm going to be on Jesse. I'm going to be on Shake It Up. You're not going to stop me. So I ended up making Netflix documentary, like mock Netflix documentaries on my TikTok. And that was my first, I think, a million view video last year. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, like, she likes doing this. I like to dance and pretend I'm on tour and engage with fans, my stuffed animals in my room. Like, I just love putting on a persona and tapping into a character. So whether it's Nicki Minaj or whether it's me using a British accent or sounding like a Kardashian, I this is what I want to do. I want to voice act. I want to act. I want to be on Netflix. I want to host the Vogue carpet, you know, for the Met Gala. I like hearing people's stories, and I like creating my own and tapping into little characters.
I like that. The first time I saw Nia was actually you doing that, like, dramatic ass, if I was doing a Netflix concert movie. And I'm like, this girl is fucking crazy.
I loved it.
Are there any other collab or any other creators that you guys are like, I would like to work with that person? Have y'all thought about like a dream list?
I think maybe, because outside of Beyonce, like, I've done Zendaya, I've done Halle, I've done the sisters, I've done myself with each other. So like, I think I just want to play with some actors. Like, let's see if we can get on the show. Let's see, you know, that's how I feel. I love the content creators out right now. I love Tony TV. That's what I'm like.
Okay, I love me some Tony TV and the damn like keys. And
I love Tony. I love Charles Brockman. Like, those are like my peers now. So it's kind of fun. It's weird, but like, those are my people.
Yes. I was going to say the same thing about Charles. He just followed me yesterday and I just was like, because he makes like the Disney skits. So it's literally like, it's like a friend, like, oh, you get it. You were one of those Disney kids too. But I think Bremen Rock, I love his personality. I think he's so cool. I don't know who else. I know Baby Tate followed me and her personality is super cool. I think we talked for a minute and I just was like, I just want to, like Aaliyah said, I want to get into acting and I like the friendships that you get to make from it. So if I can go be friends with these people who I literally used to look up to and just create, because all these people are on camera, it's like the new thing to post yourself. And some people are still scared to do that. So anybody who's up for it, hit me up.
Can we get a little of the Nicki and Beyonce while we got y'all on live right now? Maybe do like a flawless, a little something, just a little convo. Can we get a little something?
Do you want us to, hold on. Wait, Papa Bear, where your Zeddy at? Okay, I'm sorry about that, y'all. Yeah. You need to sit down. We was just talking about doing a Flawless remix. Do you want blue on it or nah? What you wanna?
Nikki, I think we should have my kids on it. Not just blue though. I think I want Rumi and Sir on there. I want them to, you know, play with us. I want them to be in the room with us, room where it happens, like Hamilton.
I love y'all. I'm really like, I seen y'all on TikTok. Like, I feel like we're watching like the cusp of some extremely amazing career. So I really fuck with y'all. I seriously do. Like,
it's unreal. It's so unreal to see it on TikTok, but then to hear it, like, it.
That's why I keep getting stopped in my
tracks. I'm
like,
literally in shock.
There's no way.
There's no way.
All right, last question. Would y'all ever do like comedy? Like, this is like a pre-made SNL skit right here. Mm-hmm. Like, would y'all ever be open to something like that? They need more black women on SNL too.
Ali, have you been receiving those comments too about SNL?
Yeah, trying not to talk over you. But yeah, I actually talked about that in a video before and people were like, you are SNL. Like, if you go through my page, I've done all the videos. Like, I one time made a 90s sitcom of myself when I was bored. So like, I love skits. That's my thing for sure.
It's such a natural feeling. And I think one of my goals is to have like a main role on like a sitcom. Like I liked Blackish, Grown-ish, Modern Family, The Office, like any of those things, such a wide variety, because I just like to laugh. Laughter gets me out of a dark space. So when I make other people laugh, I'm just like, oh, this is like medicine. This is amazing. And I can do it naturally. That's a talent. That's a gift. So I would love to do something like that, especially SNL. And they definitely need more women, let alone black women on there, that not only can other little girls and boys can relate to, but a space for us to just be ourselves mainstream, because we love TikTok, but it always can go bigger than that because it happens for other people. So it can happen for us, whether it's Nia and Aaliyah or Beyonce and Nicki.
I love it.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the perfect time for us to blow up, to be honest. Because yep.
Now all the studios are like looking for the next thing.
Literally.
We done got some emails and some calls.
Anything y'all can tell us about, like, who y'all working with? Anybody that we know?
I don't know if I got to keep it on a Lilo, but I have definitely gotten some emails with some amazing opportunities. Television opportunities,
okay.
voice acting opportunities. And it's crazy how it all happened in probably less than what, 3 days, Aaliyah? It was insane.
Literally 3 days. Like, my manager's just got an entertainment lawyer. So like,
wow,
that's how you know it's serious.
Uh-huh. Well, we're really excited for y'all. We appreciate it. We thank y'all for hanging out
with
us today.
Thanks for talking with us.
Y'all are killing it, man.
It was unreal to hear it.
In real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, y'all. We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye. Have a good one.
I kind of love them.
I hope someone closed their eyes and listened to that, because it is truly Beyonce and Nicki in the room with us right now.
No.
Wait, what's that?
We literally had them on me. Beyonce and Nicki Minaj on Zoom today, y'all.
Literally. It was lit. I'm going to start lying. I'm going to be like, I met them.
And we'll just use the audio of them play.
That's a good idea.
All right. Well, that's it for us, y'all.
Thanks so much for listening.
Are we not going to talk about what we have planned? We have nothing planned this weekend. What are you doing this weekend?
I feel like I'm doing something.
Maybe brunch.
Oh, yeah, we're doing brunch.
I'm like, if y'all see us out in the street, as always.
I'll let you know if you leave this house.
No, go. If y'all see us out in the street, as always, you
did
not.
Do you want to conclude our fight, since you're going to put it in?
Yeah. All right, so how do we wrap this up? I'm not mad. I am literally also, I'm never mad, y'all. We will have 1,000 fights and only one person will be storming around the building, and it won't be me.
That's just because I have boots on. Don't throw shade to my shoes. Don't throw shade to my shoes.
All right, well, the beef is settled. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.